Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my wonderful friends Ravs and Lydia. How are we doing, guys?
Hello.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Are we all surviving the heat? It's very hot.
I am struggling. I apologize if you can hear my fan during this episode. You shouldn't be able to, but in case you do, I am sitting in my undies. I'm dying.
That's a bit of imagery for the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like, what are we talking warm here? Tidy whities, G-string, big baggy boxes?
I just got like some nice teal ones on.
Oh, wow.
Fancy.
Yeah, some nice teal boxer briefs.
That's exotic.
Yep. Why is that so, why is it fancy like that, Rose? How did you have such a fancy pants?
I don't know. I just like my fancy pants.
Are you coping with the heat, Slids? It's not too hot with you?
It's not too bad. I'm actually really enjoying this level of heat. Is perfect for me. Like, it's not too hot to sleep at night. If you go for a walk, it's super pleasant. There's a nice little breeze. Like, this for me is ideal. I love this weather.
How actually I'm warm happy. Is it? It's 25 degrees. That is warm.
Is it that hot? I thought it was cooler than that.
No, it is warm. Which, again, our American listeners, our Canadian listeners, Australian listeners, you're going to have to understand British weather is different. The feeling of it is different. It is quite warm. You would be very
happy. We don't have air-conditioned buildings and, you know, like, it's just, we're so humid here.
It's also, it's a far muggier, it's a muggier warmth. So 25 degrees. I would say, honestly, that weather outside, I would be happy if I went on holiday and it was that warm. Like, that's how I equate it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could sunbathe in this weather.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really lovely, but quite exhausting. It's been going on for weeks. It feels like it suddenly just is now summer and it's now party time and everyone's outside and it's drinking and...
It sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they're so quick and so fast.
Yeah, I feel like my wardrobe always takes a minute to adapt. I'm always just like used to like, okay, grab a jacket, grab a coat, grab a hoodie. Okay, why have you bought any of these things? What are you doing? It's t-shirt weather and nothing else.
But it's that annoying time of the year where it's really hot in the day. So you go out to work, whatever, wearing a t-shirt, jeans kind of thing. And then you're like, oh, let's go to the pub. But you haven't bought a jacket because it's boiling. And then the sun goes down. You're sitting outside because it's nice. And then it's so cold. It's so cold in the evening. It doesn't stay warm throughout the night. It's a very specific dilemma that we get ourselves into. But,
I'm actually not minding that too much right now. I'm like, I can sit there comfy in like a long sleeve t-shirt maybe and feel it all right for the whole night.
Oh, really? Is it? Well, to be fair, I haven't actually done a sit out night in a while. Is it actually quite warm in the evenings?
It's getting there. It's
been
like,
okay. It's getting there.
A week or two ago, it was like single degrees, which wasn't very nice, but now it's like double, so it's all right.
Oh, okay.
I prefer it zero.
Nice. Good include. I guess should we start by saying, I don't know if we can say actually. Maybe
let's
we can't
say.
I don't think we can. No, I don't think we can say it. We went and did something quite exciting this week, which we
Oh, I've already told some people.
That's fine. We can. By some people, do you mean your stream?
I told my stream, and I told the lovely Patreon listeners.
Well, the Patreon's got a sneaky exclusive picture of what we went to go do. Actually, some pictures. Mm-hmm. I think you posted a multiple, didn't you?
Wait, didn't we talk on the last podcast about how we were going to go do this?
No, I didn't. Oh, I don't think we'd actually arranged
we
it.
Did,
we wanted to do it, but we haven't.
I think we can talk about it.
Look, we did archery, all right, everyone? We did archery.
We made Ravs's dream come true. I guess, and without getting into specifics, because the video that we recorded may go on to the main channel, we don't know where it's going to go yet, where it's going to live.
Yeah, we have no idea where it's going to survive.
Once it lives somewhere, we'll let you all know where it is.
You'll be the first to know.
What's your review? What's all your thoughts? Do we all have fun? Do we like it?
Well, you know, talking about summer, I did not put enough respect on the sun, and I got sunburned So I'm a little pink right now. And I got heat exhaustion as well, I think, because I was just dead, dead after the shoot. I was so tired.
We were out there for a long time. It was it was a lot. My body is aching a bit, but I thought it was really fun. I kept saying I'd gone archery like 18 years ago, but maybe it was even longer. I don't know the last time I did archery. It's just really, really, it's really enjoyable.
It's really good. I think we all did, you know, without giving too much away, I think we all did pretty good as well.
I'm really impressed by how we all did. I honestly thought we were going to be way fucking worse.
Yes, I thought we weren't going to hit the targets.
When I started, I was like, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. Like, I picked this up too much. Like, I got some award, well, not really an award, but like, you're the best in the class award. I got that. And I was like, I've picked myself up too much here.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Do you know what it felt like? It felt like when you're like a kid and you're on a bank holiday and you go to like one of those like adventure parks and you get to do all these fun things. I feel like it was one of those days out and I just haven't done one of those days out in so long.
Yeah.
Like literally since I was, I don't even know, like say 12, like 15, like so long ago. It just made me realize we should go, like all those things that are fun as a kid are still fun as an adult.
Yeah, they're still fun now. We just don't do it for whatever reason.
Let's go to the soft play.
I want to do, you can
will
do
you,
adult soft
will
play.
You guys go to Go Ape with me? I went to Go Ape as a kid and I
yes.
loved it.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm terrified of heights, but
That's, wait, that, we've got to fix that.
Yeah, but because they do right? Go Ape is for like height phobia as well. Like you can try and like...
It's very safe. And you start, you know, high but not that high, and so for those who don't know, Go Ape is kind of an adventure park brand in the UK that you climb up into the trees and you strap yourself into like a safety rope and you do all these like kind of obstacles that are 30 to like 50 foot in the air.
Oh my god.
And then usually the end
not
of
that
the obstacle
high,
line
50 feet in the air.
50 feet's what, 20 meters?
Yeah, that's high enough to die, Harry. That's high enough to die.
Oh, no. All of them are high enough to die. Yeah, 100%. You would die if you fell.
Exactly. That's the fear of heights is the dying part. If it's high enough to die.
I'm scared of heights. That's my motto. I'm scared of the heights where you fall and you survive. Like,
really?
Like, looking out of a plane doesn't make me, like, fear of heights. Like, being on top of a skyscraper doesn't give me a fear of heights. Like, being, like, 3 floors up or 2 floors up where you know if you fall, you're going to survive and it's going to... It's going to suck so much.
I am a massive pussy scaredy cat, but I also fucking love adrenaline.
Mm.
I love the thrill of doing something exciting. So like, yeah, I kind of want to skydive.
Really?
You know?
Are you serious? God. That's something
couldn't
I wouldn't
me.
Do.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me. I'd never jump out of a plane. I'm terrified of planes. I'm terrified of heights. And jump out of one?
I don't want the adrenaline of skydiving. I would want the vista. I want to see the world from that, you know, unrestricted. Yeah. My eyes just looking forward and all I'm seeing is the landscape below. But I just can't think of a landscape that's amazing and beautiful enough that would be stimulating enough to see from that angle that would make me want to do it.
Yeah. No, but like, can you
just imagine doing it and you're doing it over Cardiff? Brilliant.
Can you imagine though, like the thrill of like slow. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be jumping out of a plane. You know, for that second, your body would be like, I'm going to die. That's exciting to me.
I'm going to die. This is really fun. I would do it if I got a diagnosis, like, you know, you have however long to live kind of thing. Then I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm jumping out of a plane. But
I'm not taking the parachute.
I'm not taking the parachute. I'm just getting it over and done with.
Just skip this diagnosis.
Skip this part. But yeah. Okay, so if it was bungee jump or skydiving.
Oh, skydiving.
Wouldn't you rather do like a, I don't know, I feel like zip lines are better versions of all of those.
I do zip lining.
I've done a zip line, you know, fuck it.
Well, but like, if you don't like...
Not a zip line.
You get like horrendously long ones. The ones that, you know, you go use for like 2 minutes at a time. And you're like just literally flying through a mountain or flying through a forest. That's sick.
Yeah, those look really, those look incredible. Although, what if the line breaks midway?
Exactly.
Very scary.
I'm interested, what are the safest extreme sports?
I mean, it's probably... I imagine skydiving is very safe.
World's safest extreme sports.
I actually have a zipline story from back when I was window cleaning.
Okay.
What was it?
What?
So we had these customers like out in a out in a nice countryside area of Scotland. They had like a big house and they had a zip line going over a river or like a little stream type lake. It wasn't like a crazy rushing one. And like my, the people I was working with both went over the zip line and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it as well. But because of my shit luck, halfway through the zip line got stuck.
So oh, it was no.
stuck dangling over water.
Oh my God.
And I had to like get help. From
and they like
the
tossed
people.
You up a knife and they were like, cut yourself free, Ravs.
No, they just had to like go up to the top and like lower it down. But like, I was shitting myself because it only went so low and I had to jump down into the water. And I was like, oh my God. And yeah, we also weren't supposed to be doing that. So,
oh my God.
Wait, why weren't you supposed to be doing it?
Because it was someone's like zip line.
Oh my God,
their
wait,
property.
You just got up on it and got stuck. Yeah, just, fucking
did
idiot.
It for a laugh, yeah.
Oh my God, you're like Boris Johnson.
I bojoed
you
a little.
You bojoed. You got stuck on a fucking zip line. Did you have to wear the? I'm looking at a picture of him now, dangling there.
Did you have the Scottish flag?
Did you have?
No.
The flags and the helmet.
I was just
stuff?
Clinging on for dear life.
Were you like buckled in, or is it just you held on?
No, it was like a almost like a seat type.
Right.
You like held on, but also you could wrap your legs around the little like.
Oh,
seat thing.
Kind of like in like playgrounds, you know, they
kind of like
those
that,
ones.
Except actually over a big fucking stream of water.
Jesus.
In a forest.
Fuck yeah. That.
Sick. Oh, it's kind of scary.
You're such a risk taker.
So sidetracked. Archery.
Did we tell them we did archery?
I can't even remember now.
Yeah, we did.
Harry, so what, Harry, you said you've got sore leggies.
And a bit of arms, yeah.
Yeah, my shoulders, like, I guess I never really did much shoulder work when I was at the gym before. Like, my shoulders hurt so much.
It is quite a workout. We were doing it for a long time as well. We were doing it for longer than usually people would do it. So it is,
yeah.
We did do a lot.
Yeah, I was knackered by it.
And I think the thing is, I was just getting quite tired. So I think, like, my technique was getting sloppier. Do you know, I don't know about you guys.
I think so too. So I don't know about you guys, but my fingers were hurting as well.
Fingers are fine.
My fingers were okay.
I got a little fingy injury. I think I was like pulling the bow too hard.
Oh yeah, didn't you get like a blister or something?
Yeah, I still have like a little like blistery type thing on
Who
my finger.
Who was it that
yeah.
shot an arrow and it twanged off and nearly came back?
Wasn't that right?
That was Lids.
Was that me?
Yeah. You shot one and it nearly came back.
It landed in front of me and you were two lanes down from me, Lydia. So
did it?
Yeah. Did you not see that?
I didn't even realise it. I know it's thwacked off. I didn't realise it landed near you.
No, it came all the way back. The instructor
wow.
It was almost like a
I saw the instructor look at it and then like not mention it because he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh my God, I didn't even realise. that was on Bubba's. I send my regards.
Wow.
I was aiming for in between the eyes. I was trying to take you out, Ravs, with a trick shot.
God, it was such a fun day out though. Like, I super rate it. Like,
yeah.
If you get a chance to ever go, I'd recommend.
Yeah, really okay, fun. Yeah. Really, really good enjoyable. Fun. So pictures on the Patreon if you want to have a sneaky preview.
Patreon.com/0degrees.
And we'll be sure to let you know where you can watch some 0 degrees archery nonsense when it's out.
And you know, thanks to you all for supporting us and letting us be able to do these crazy weird things. It's a weird job we have.
Yeah,
thank you so much everybody for letting us be dumbasses.
Shall we do a question?
Yeah.
I think it's question time,
folks. Welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hi, 0 degrees. My question is for Harry and Lydia.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck you, Rav.
Is say Ravs accidentally killed someone with an arrow while you were out shooting, would you think it was on purpose and try to cover for him or just leave him to his fate? And for Ravs, was it on purpose? Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Okay. I kind of like this sort of scenario. What would we do? Like, you see this shit in movies. Like, you
okay,
know.
So Ravs, let's say, you know, Josh is going to fiddle with a camera. Josh has broken the rules and gone beyond the line. I'm sorry that Josh is going to die in this scenario.
Sorry, Josh.
Poor Josh.
Well, yeah, kind of deserves it. and Rav's just, you know, he's powering through. He's firing his arrows and then just one straight through Josh's brain instantly kills him. Am I covering for him?
All right, so let's assume that the instructors and everyone wasn't there.
They all didn't see. Like,
they went back. They went for the porta poo potty.
Porta poo. They did a porta poo.
They went for a poo, and this just happened.
All right.
It's on purpose?
So you, what's your okay? Can you act it out for me, Ravs? What's your reaction when it happens?
I scream.
No. I want you to act it out. I want to do it right now. It's happened.
Oh, fuck, shit. Oh, no. Ah, fuck. Ah, bullseye.
Oh, fuck. See, that didn't sound legit, if I'm honest, Ravs. If you reacted like that when Josh gets in.
Oh, no.
That's a goober. All right, Harry, what do you think?
It's a horrible thing to say that I think Ravs would want to kill somebody. I don't know if I can say that
I don't think I have it in me.
I don't think Ravs is quite a pacifist, lovely, gentle person. I've never seen Ravs.
Margaret Thatcher. Got it in me. What was Margaret Thatcher? And she was our camera woman.
I say a lot of shit about Tories, okay, but I couldn't kill one. I don't have a kill drive in me.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, look, I would try and cover for you by being honest, because you wouldn't kill. My friend Ravs is a pacifist. This is me on the witness stand. Ravs is the most pacifist man that I've ever met in my life. He loves everyone, including English people, the St. George's Cross, the Queen. He's the biggest fan of all of those. He loves them. They're his favourites. He could never do any harm to the St. George's Cross, his favourite flag. Ravs, right? You don't want to go to jail, Ravs, for 20 years.
Well, you may have to see what happens in there, aren't you?
I don't like this, because the question proposes that you did it on purpose and then I'd have to try and cover you or just leave it to your fate. Well, I feel like also right, my first instinct isn't to check to be like, oh, fuck, Ravs, mate. Don't worry, I'll cover for you in this. My first instinct is to go and try and save Josh's life. Like,
right, let's do two scenarios, okay? One where I say, fuck you, Josh, and then I shoot him in the head.
Oh, my God.
You covering for me?
No, you psycho.
Yeah. No?
No.
No, you're not covering for me.
How much money have you got, to be honest?
Oh, like, blackmail.
You know, I'd give you like $10,000 or something like that.
Yeah, that's not enough, mate. That's fucking crazy that you think $10,000 is enough for that.
That's insane. Murder.
I'm not saying that I could be bought. This is going to make
mates
free. This makes us useless witnesses in the future.
Oh my God, no one's going to trust us, are they?
No one will ever trust anything we say.
We've been paid off. I mean, no matter what's happening, I'm throwing you under the bus. I'm going to go up there.
What if it was like an actual accident?
Oh yeah, I'm throwing you under the bus. I'm getting up on that witness dock. I'm crying into it.
I mean, considering we had to wait 40 minutes or so to get an Uber out of there, it's going to be an awkward wait for the police to turn up.
Oh my God. Well, no, because I'll pretend. I'll be like, I'll be there for you, bro, no matter what. We're mates.
Well, that's the situation. Like, you helping me, like, you know, scurry his body
Josh
off.
Josh is screaming.
Burying
it. I'm still alive.
Smacking him over the head with a shovel, pouring bleach on him for some reason. I don't know, DNA. Helping you every step of the way. Then the second I get up on that witness box, I knew since the day I met that man. He had murder in his eyes.
He was the murderer. He's the biggest murderer I've ever met. He's the only one, but still the biggest.
He always talks about how he was wanted to do a murder. That's what I do. Fuck with you.
Pinge.
Ravs, would you do it on purpose?
No, I don't think I could kill anyone on purpose. I mean, like...
What if it was Hitler?
You know what? Yeah, sure. I could kill. Like, if I had the gift of foresight and I knew that Hitler would,
What if Hitler was our cameraman?
What if Hitler was our...
Oh, my God.
What if Hitler was our cameraman?
Hitler's our cameraman. Would you kill him?
Has he done the bad shit yet? Do I know that he's done the bad shit? Is going to do the bad shit?
Well, that's a...
Like, what if I, like, have a vision of what's to come?
He's done the bad shit.
Oh, I'd kill him.
You'd kill him.
Oh, no. No, I'd, like, shoot him in the knee and then arrest him.
Wait, but no, but for some reason, he's been pardoned. We're going down a very long...
are you suggesting that somehow Hitler has been pardoned?
Well, he's not a cameraman,
He's a cameraman. In this scenario, they won. The Germans won.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense than mine. They just let him off.
My name is Barry Stein. Ravs is... Ravs is Uber Ravsen. And Lydia's just Lydia, because apparently they thought that was all right. And so in that scenario, Hitler is...
We're all blonde.
He's 107, I think. How old is it? I think he's 112, and he's our cameraman.
And Ravs,
he hobbles out to just change the camera lens.
Uh-huh.
And you had an arrow notched. Are you letting loose?
Yeah, I pull out my little... Star of David pendant,
and I
headshot.
It like burns him. It like sizzles as it hits him.
I tie it to the end of the arrow.
Nice.
And
do you say any cool words?
What would be like a cool word to say in that moment?
Klim.
Klim.
On the witness book, I heard the man utter the word Klim. It must be his special magic.
Oh, that's a good one, lads. Avidasim. I say it like super fruity, so I'm like, Avidasim.
Avidasim, Pip.
Yeah.
Perfect. Fucking perfect. Okay, so we've established that Ravs would kill.
Okay, good.
But it's a very specific scenario involving
Hitler.
We're
using that as contextual evidence in the trial to get you done, Ravs. Sorry, mate.
Okay. I've been recording this whole conversation.
We're all recording, Lydia. It's a podcast.
I've got proof. I'm wearing a wire.
I got him, everybody. I got him on record.
Sorry, fuck's sake.
Okay.
I don't. Side question. Hmm. Okay. Do you guys have a number?
How many people
body count?
No. I mean, like, you know, someone walks up to you, big briefcase. How much money's got to be inside that to do a hit? They want you to do a hit on someone.
Is it a completely random person who I'm
completely random stranger? Complete random stranger.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there is a figure.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. Like,
I'm
the
a very
guilt?
Anxious person.
Yeah.
The guilt would destroy my life.
I feel like your life, I would just be kind of, even though you'd be minted, like the mm-hmm. guilt, like you'd never, and also, wouldn't you not be stressing for the rest of your life that you're going to get caught and go to prison forever?
Okay, we say let's add the term that it's the perfect crime.
You don't get caught.
You're not getting caught, but could you live with yourself?
Yeah, there's a big briefcase and in the other briefcase is a silent sniper and it's already trained on the guy and there's a cover-up team.
Yeah, and it's remote controlled and all you have to do is press the button.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You just have to press a button.
All you got to do is pull the trigger.
But you know that, but you can see the person. God, we're getting very specific here. You can see that person die.
Yeah,
see them die.
Yeah. But you're pulling the trigger, they will die. It could be me.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be the twist.
You
in
don't
the movie,
know who it is.
It's
a silhouette.
Oh my God.
But the silhouette does look.
Oh, it's the back of their head.
It looks like it could be Ravs, but it's not confirmed.
No, they're in a shower, so all you have is the silhouette. It's like an Alfred
Hitchcock.
We're
watching them
moment.
In the shower as well.
Yeah, there's all two
right.
people no, in the shower. It's a couple in the shower. It's very normal, yeah. Lydia. Don't judge them. Mm-hmm.
There's a rubber ducky shower curtain in the way.
Oh,
you see the silhouette.
See, I feel for this podcast and trying to maintain an image of, like, I don't know, not being a psycho. I want to say, I would never. There's no amount of money that make me do that. But then, a little bit
fine.
Of me.
What we can do is we can just bleep your answer.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. All right.
If you want to preserve. But then people will judge you for not being honest. And it will make it suspect and seem like you did do the kill.
Oh my God, this is, I've played myself.
It's pretty fucked up, Lydia, to actually do the kill.
I didn't know. Wait, what would you guys do?
I'm not killing them.
Well, I'm not killing anyone.
Well, look.
That's what I said.
Firstly, I mean, the logistics of how much money do you actually need? Minimum, it's going to be like a million up, right? Really? Because,
yeah.
I mean, if you want to live an extravagant lifestyle for the rest of your life.
How the fuck are you explaining to HMRC that you just got £1 million?
Well, no. you bringing all these? Well, if I'm not getting arrested for it, surely I can get away from the tax man as well. If we can bend the rules,
oh, no,
that
we're
much.
Saying perfect crime. So they're like, we're going to transfer you a trust fund that to give you the 5% shares of this company. You want a competition? Blah 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 blah. That's how you get paid.
Okay, all right. So
it's like a winning lottery ticket. You get
a monthly payment of, let's say, I don't know, $100,000 is going into
allegedly the- because we'll get sued if we say this. The National Lottery is actually a hitman squad,
right?
That's how they pay people.
Okay, so I air quote allegedly win the lottery and I live off that, because they let you choose, right? You can have it in one go or be paid like monthly for the rest of
But they make they basically ask you loads of shit about your life, I'm pretty sure, and make a gamble on are you gonna fucking die soon,
right? If you're,
and also you have to pull the trigger.
And also I have to, I'm not pressing a button anymore, I'm pulling a trigger.
I just don't know. I mean, look, being stupidly wealthy would obviously be lovely, but I just feel like you would look at everything, right? You'd look at your mansion, you'd look at your speedboat and just be like, ugh.
But no, also, I'd be like, oh, lovely.
Something to consider, how many people do you think in your life you've inadvertently killed? Do you guys believe in the butterfly effect?
Ooh,
oh, I was tweeting about that the other day, actually, about the whole like tiny decisions. I was tweeting about how like tiny decisions can change, like can have huge repercussions on your life. And that's like the butterfly effect, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So like, how many people do you think you've inadvertently killed?
You know, it could be a lot, like from making small decisions.
You go out to cross the road at a traffic light and that stops the car. And then that means that person's 5 minutes late. And then that causes, you know, that a thousand
a
things down.
And
that either means an ambulance doesn't make it to hospital and someone dies, or that causes a car crash. You know, there's these tiny, tiny little attritional changes.
Tiny things that all like can add up.
That you're never responsible for. But is it any different to that?
What, killing someone outright for money?
Shooting them in the fucking head.
I think it's a bit
different. Is that different? Yeah. Is doing my job at the Oscars, is that not just like killing a person?
Is that not just killing people?
That's how I've equated it.
I'd like to think that our jobs have helped more than we've probably killed.
Well, I don't know, you know.
God, that's an interesting idea. Do you think we are net positive in the world?
I think we've net... Are we
net positive?
I think our KDA is pretty good, actually.
KDA's doing pretty good at the moment.
I think our assists are through the roof. But,
oh, my God.
Oh, wait, no, because that means that we help people die.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's dark.
What did you say?
That's dark. That's dark.
No.
No, I think you meant it positively.
Yeah, I meant it positively.
Like goals, goals.
Assisted
people. Like an assisted goal.
Assisted? Yeah. What?
Like an assisted
goal. What are you trying to say?
Like
assisted
in them having a better life.
Oh,
yeah. Not assisted in them they're dying.
Jesus, I don't know what you've been up to, Raph, but I haven't been doing that.
I think we're net positive, I'd say.
Yeah,
let us know in the comments. What do you think?
Please don't.
I guess when you're in a more tangible, like we know somebody who actually, I know a couple of people who work in vague armamenty sectors, and you know there is some connection there is, you know, it's like your Kevin Bacon number. How far are you from something that actually causes direct harm to other human beings? And obviously that's the job that will be done whether you're doing it or not. I think that just happens in the world, sadly, but like that's far more tangible. I feel like we're pretty safe. What I'm saying, I mean, like, our jobs are pretty safe from like tangible direct, like,
oh, you mean like evil companies? Yeah.
Like
that
evil companies
killing people.
You know, Nestle stealing the entire African country's water, or allegedly, I don't know, I'm not researched. Working for the CIA and you started a revolution that killed 100,000 people. Like, you know, just like that's very tangible. That's like,
yeah, we just do YouTube and shit, innit?
I guess, to be fair though,
Twitch.
We consume more electronic products than most people. Quite a large amount. And electronic products are made of pretty horrible shit.
God.
So we're gunning for the big one.
Oh, shit.
Gunning for the end of the world,
end of
baby.
The world apocalypse.
Yeah.
We've got a lot
There's
in
a lot
the plus
of fucked up
column.
Mines around the world getting all the raw materials that needed to make our computers, phones, webcams.
That's like a worldwide goal. Everyone's contributing towards
that. We do
that.
Buy more of that shit than most, Revs, though. I mean,
that's true.
I'm currently sat in an office of more tech than probably the entire rest of the building combined.
Yeah, but you know, we're not like Kylie Jenner taking a like 10-minute private jet, you know.
I'm honestly, that that subject matter blows my mind that people are, I know people aren't okay with it, but that there isn't more public uproar about shit like that. That we're all trying to do our bit and it's so fucking bullshit that incredibly wealthy people just get to completely flaunt that rule.
They just get away with the most awful stuff. There'll be a bit of outrage, it'll trend on Twitter for a day, and then that's it. Like, and they can just we're talking do about awful like shit.
Some of the most powerful, the most powerful 1,000 people in the world, they can just do whatever the fuck they want.
They do not give a shit. Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
I know, it's fucking nuts. They could probably just get away with killing someone.
Well, they do. I mean, you know. Allegedly. Get a little conspiracy theory.
Can we call this episode allegedly?
Allegedly.
Just so all of it's prefaced by allegedly. Just to save us. Because almost 50% of the episode is going to be us saying the word allegedly.
And that's going to come up in court a lot this episode in the future.
Yeah. All right, I go back to the question. Okay, the guy comes up with the briefcase. I say, I'll take a tenner and a meal deal. I look to the shower. I press the button. His head explodes. It was Hitler.
It was Hitler. Based.
Was Hitler. Okay. Based.
Just based. You're given your money. Like the curtain, like, you know, the walls around you fold down. Everyone's clapping. There's like a million people there. They're like, Lydia, you're the best person ever. They're giving you medals. Presidents are there.
Nice.
Mr. Obama's there.
Plot twist, though, it's a Darren Brown episode and it was an actor and he gets up.
Oh my God.
And he knows that you killed him.
Oh, and then he's got to what, track me down for the rest of my life. Like, where is this going? Is this turning into like a whole thing or
how,
what?
If you had to choose your method of killing Lydia, what do you think would be your chosen method?
Well, I mean, so if we're going to go the typical route of murderers, women are more likely to poison. Maybe
is that a sexual stereotype though?
I don't think so. I think it might be due to maybe less like physical. Like being able to, like, if you're trying to kill a man, might not be able to have the physical upper hand. Not in all cases, but generally speaking. So poison is maybe an easier. Also, it's not very graphic, you know. Like it's not, you know, stabbing someone or shooting someone is quite sort of, I don't know.
It's also quite poison feels pretty final compared to like stabbing and shooting people. You can survive that. Like it isn't just like you're instantly dead. Like you can survive. Being shot and being stabbed.
Yeah, if you do. Wait, and now I'm looking up because now I'm curious. I sort of just made that shit up. Why do women are more likely to poison?
I thought Agatha Christie was a big proprietor of women using poisons. That's my knowledge of
that. Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like every Poirot episode, when it's a woman who's killed, she's poisoned. The imperfect myth of the female poisoner. But it says that they seek to avoid the risks of physical confrontation. So yeah, so it doesn't involve like, physical fighting and all stuff like that.
The thing is, in this day and age, like in Agatha Christie's time, that feels like a really good solution. But now, with forensic science, I feel like poison is almost worse than just stabbing. Do you know what I mean? It's so much more. Okay, cool. Well, you use this poison, we can find exactly this poison, and then we have lists on shops that sell that in your area. And like, I feel like you suddenly can get tracked down way, way quicker, and residues of poison in your hands, in your house. Like, I just feel like you're. It's a stumbling. They're so good at tracking that shit now.
Yeah, but not if you don't. Sorry, I'm getting overexcited.
What if
now.
What, not if you, you don't know, take a swig yourself?
I love all this Agatha Christie shit. But what if you make it so it doesn't look like they've been poisoned? It just looks like they've had a natural death. They're not going to do an autopsy. They're not going to know they were poisoned. That's how you do it. You make it look like it was, you know, they had a heart attack or. You know, and then they don't have an autopsy.
Yeah, but it depends who you're trying to kill, right? Like,
Hitler.
If it's an old... Did you say my dog?
What? I said Hitler.
I thought you said Pepper. I was like, oh my God.
I said Hitler. I don't know what Ralph said. He might have said
Hitler.
It.
I said Hitler. I would have said Pepper.
That's so funny. Hitler. God, how would you... I feel like I would want to kill Hitler in a far more visceral way, you know?
Yeah.
Hammer.
Oh, and a hammer is over too quickly. Like...
No.
Oh my God, this is so dark.
No, it's
is
it dark? Long I as you re- want it to last,
I feel
Harry.
Like people forget how shitty Hitler was, and I would take great joy in... That is someone I would happily kill. He is a truly horrible person.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think he's like up there, one of the few in the, you know, of all time. that truly deserves comeuppance and didn't get any.
Absolutely. I think we're safe to say this podcast is anti-Hitler in case anyone was wondering.
How many episodes has it taken us?
A year worth of podcasts. We've finally dispelled the myths and
we're
the rumors.
Allegedly. We're coming out. Allegedly, we're taking a really strong stance. 48 episodes in. I'm really proud that Zoolcrees can officially announce its stance on Hitler is... We'd probably kill him.
We'd kill him. I think.
Oh my God, we're coming up on episode 50.
I know. Oh shit, we are.
Half a century. Wow.
I think I also. I would strangle. I think that was the thing that me and Lewis discussed once on a stream. I've got big old hands. I could do a strangling. Just watch the life.
Would you
drain
that
from their eyes
or in front of him?
Hello. I'd look him in the eyes. Watch the light go out.
Yeah, that would be good.
So what?
This podcast has become very violent.
What would you guys do?
I don't know, Lydia. It's kind of fucked up that you want to talk about this. Anyway, let's move on to the next question.
Next question.
Wow, Lydia. Really just making the podcast about your sick fascinations. I understand how it is now. It's fine. You know, viewers, I allegedly apologize.
I'm bamboozled. Wait, was that all one question?
I feel like, give me like a knuckle duster. Do you know what I mean? Just like, I just want to like have a punch up with Hitler. Sounds like
you want to just punch him.
Yeah. You know, like at the beginning of like Inglourious Bastards?
Oh,
the bear.
Is it? I can't remember, but I know which one you mean.
Having like one of, you know, put me in a wife beater, give me like a pack of Stellas and a knuckle duster. That sounds like a good afternoon.
Yeah, he's just going to mess him up. I wonder how good he was at boxing. I'm looking at his height. He was 5'9". So you've got height on him. You've got reach on him.
I've got 6 inches on him for days.
Yeah, you could absolutely.
Honestly, bare knuckle would be even more satisfying.
Have you guys ever looked up is it like your ape ratio?
No.
Oh no.
What's your ape index.
Ratio.
Your ape index. Look up your ape index.
Ape index calculator.
So I can't remember my span, but if you look up your span to height, because your height and your wingspan and your height aren't exactly the same.
Oh, I don't know what my wingspan is, though.
Oh, I don't know what my wingspan is.
I'd have to be measured.
It's something to go away and measure and look at. But it's really interesting. So some people have really, really long arms compared to their height. Their span is actually
more than
their height.
I feel like I have really long arms. I've got big gangly arms. My clothes never fit me right.
I feel like I don't have the longest arms.
No? Do you think your ape index would be quite low?
Maybe.
Oh, dude, I really want to do this now.
Yeah, I wish I had some... form
do, you
of measurement
a, do you have a tape
right
measure,
now.
Lydia?
I do have a tape measure.
I'm going to run and get one real quick.
Okay,
I'm gonna do mine.
All right, same.
I'm going to get mine measured. 1 second.
All right, is anyone here?
Hello.
Hello.
Have you got it recorded?
I'm just doing it, putting it into the thing now.
Okay, what is... I can't remember what is 6'3" in centimeters. 190.
Okay. Oh, I need to find out what my height in centimeters is.
Sarah took a picture of me doing it.
Okay. I feel like I might have done mine wrong.
So I'll start. My height in centimeters is about 190. Uh-huh. And my wingspan recorded at about 180. So I have an ape index of almost one, pretty much one, which means I'm basically a 1-to-1. So I don't have much ape in me. So my wingspan is basically just my height. But I'm really intrigued if anyone's wingspan is longer than their height. Because I mean, that's good fighting. That's good climbing. That's like.
My height is at about 185 centimeters. So about 6'3", 6'1"-ish. And like. My wingspan is 166 centimeters.
Okay.
So that gives me an ape index of 0.895.
Okay, yeah, so mine was 0.947. Your ape index is a lot lower than mine. Lydia, what's yours?
Wait, hold on, give me 1 second. I'm double checking my wingspan. I don't know if I went too far.
I love that photo of you measuring your wingspan.
I went down to the office and had to get Sarah to do it. She's got.
She's left.
She's left the school.
That's good. Cool. How did you?
I think she's
your
heartbroken. I think she's heartbroken. Yeah. I don't think she's happy with it. She's got an appendix of 10. Her arms are 5 yeah. meters long. She's
she,
never realized.
She moves on. Hello. She moves on her knuckles.
You back? Okay, so Lids, have you got the figures in? What have you got
yeah.
the numbers?
Yeah. Well, I've sort of had to do my wingspan myself, and it was, I don't know, I've done it a bit awkwardly. So I may
That's fine.
I'm worried I might have given myself a little bit too extra. But my height, I'm 5'11", so that's 180 centimeters. And uh-huh. my wingspan is 180 centimeters.
Oh my God, you're perfect ape.
I'm equal. I'm one. My ape index is one.
That's
is
that what perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's one.
Oh, so none of us actually have longer arms than we have. None of us are apes. Like full
Not
apes.
Not quite. I'm so close. Oh. All I need is like maybe if I stretch my fingies out a little bit more. But yeah, I'm like, I knew I was long.
I want people at home. You can go to it. It's just called 99boulders.com/ape-index-calculator. Just Google it. I'm interested. I want people to send in what their ape index number was and what their height and wingspan was. And I just want to see just if, can we get, what's like the, what's the most ridiculous
the
one we can get?
Yeah. What is the
potentially
is
with some
famous?
Photo proof of like, you know, don't include your face. Just include your photo proof of like your arms and your body. So we know like. Wow, yeah, that is a crazy ratio.
Oh.
The wingspan T-poses yeah. are approved.
Yeah, I want to see as many T-poses as possible.
I'm looking at the famous climbers. So this top one is 1.09 ape index. That seems to be the highest on this list. What was your wingspan again, Harry?
Mine was 180. So I'm the same wingspan as you.
We have the same wingspan.
But I'm taller.
You're a long boy. And Rav has got little stubby arms.
Yeah, 0.895.
I'm just Googling some of these. Who is that? Alex Thingy Andra or something? The one, the climbers. He is a pretty long one. Some of these basketball players have insane wingspans.
Oh, yeah. Basketball players.
Yeah. They just have like, they're just enormous.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
Why were we talking about eight? Index? How did
we get
here?
I can't remember how we got here.
I genuinely can't remember.
We've done one question and it's currently 45 minutes on my timer. So
I think we're done. Yeah.
I think it's a one question week and I don't really know if we even answered the question.
I don't think
we did.
Let's Patreon one very quick. We can answer it very quick.
Okay, right. Go for it.
In a Hunger Games-style scenario, what weapon are you going to try and grab from the cornucopia? Or are you not grabbing anything and just fleeing into the woods?
What's the cornucopia
what
again? What's that?
That's like the middle bit in the Hunger Games. It's like the bit where you like rush to grab something or do you just leg it?
No spoilers for our archery, but I'm grabbing a bow.
Whoa! Yeah. Spoiler. You're grabbing a bow. I mean, yeah, you would, you know...
You only allowed to
you
grab one thing.
I think it's grab as much as you want, but obviously, the longer you're there, the more likely someone's going to walk over and stab you.
Yeah.
But I think in this question, it says which weapon. So I'd say, what one thing are you
what are you grabbing towards? I mean, I always feel like, on real answer though, like I always feel like spears are the best. Keep people at a distance, right?
Poke
them
spears
down.
Spears are pretty good.
Feels pretty good.
I would.
But you get up in someone's grill with a spear and you're fucked.
Yeah. Someone gets too
close.
But
then you can always use it to, like, you know, you can just kind of. Use it as a staff and just bash them back and away. Like, again, just length. Like, just a spear versus a sword, you're just going to struggle with the sword almost every day of the week unless you have something to get you in there. I think spears are pretty OP.
I would pick up an AK-47.
Oh, fucking Lydia.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, and then just leg it. I think I'd go for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like a crossbow then. Let's make it Hunger Games themed. You'd go for a repeating crossbow?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go crossbow. Yeah,
pretty
give me
cool.
Go automatic crossbow.
Pretty
that
fucking cool.
Sick. Yeah. I'll do my Buffy dreams. Okay, I'll do that.
What are you going for, Raph?
Is there a swordy shield there? Sword and board?
I'm sure you can take a sword and shield.
I'd grab that.
I'm interested, though. Are you going for a slightly longer, heavier sword and a smaller shield, or a slightly bigger shield and slightly smaller sword? What's like your shield to sword ratio?
I'm thinking like maybe a kite shield.
Okay, so bigger, slightly bigger shield.
Slightly big, like yeah, like your classic, like, you know, medieval knight shield. Nothing too crazy, not like a big one. And just like a maybe a longsword.
Okay.
I reckon I could one hand a longsword.
Yeah, I mean it would get tiring.
Yeah. But it would get tiring, but I reckon I could hold it.
I was hoping you'd say, I want the tallest, biggest shield and a dagger. That was my prey. I was like, that sounds like the best combination.
That would be kind of sick, honestly.
Just like, I can't even stab behind the shield. It's too big. Great. All right. Wait. I mean, should we call it there for this week? What a wonderful episode.
It was wonderful. I'd like to clarify. If someone offered me money, I wouldn't kill anyone, okay? All right?
Allegedly,
I would not kill anyone.
Allegedly.
Okay. Nobody.
I would not kill anyone.
I wouldn't kill anyone.
Allegedly, I would. Allegedly.
Like that tweet, you know, if I saw E.T. with my boys, I'd kill him with hammer.
You'd kill him with a hammer.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what we're going to do right now
for our Patreon
listeners? We are about to record a little extra. We're going to do a Am I the Asshole from Reddit and chat about that and discuss our thoughts and feelings on it. So if you are interested in listening to that extra section, then make sure to join up to the Patreon.
Come on over. Patreon.com/0degrees.
And at some point, it may go up on YouTube members on YouTube.com. I don't know.
I think we might, once we've got a couple of them, we might move it onto all the platforms so that people can just subscribe wherever they're most comfortable and it's as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Exactly. But for right now, Patreons, you're finally getting a little extra at patreon.com/0degrees. So thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You know, but we want to do some cool things. Do more things like the archery, then maybe make a little studio.
And you know what? We've been sending so many amazing questions actually in the last couple of weeks. I can't believe we only got through one question this week.
I know.
Keep the questions coming in. They've been some really, really great ones.
Yeah.
We are seeing them. Don't feel like we're ignoring them. They just are. Well, we broke 1,000 questions, so there are tons of questions.
Yeah.
But it's lovely to have an amazing pool of awesome questions. So you guys are sending us some really great ones. Keep it up. Great stuff.
And as always, rate, review, and send this podcast to your friends, baby. Let's get it growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.